socks loom, my fizzled norm, sung inside the dirt house.
This is John M. Bennett, and
rocks,
you
boom,
are listening to CITR-FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia,
mocks
Canada.
The room, my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Not wrong.
evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And starting off the program tonight was a kind of a sensual track from Jesse Lanza. The new album is called Love Hallucination. You hear the track called Gossamer. And that one is a new release out on Hyperdub Records. And it is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, the Earshot Online charts. And right now it's sitting at number 5. And it's doing pretty well. And I can't remember what is that last week. I think it is actually a new edition. But anyways, Jesse Lanza is from, I think, Hamilton, Ontario, and she's one of two Canadian artists out on the Hyperdub record label out of London, which is also home to bands like Burial and Code 9 and numerous other really kind of cutting-edge electronic artists. And the other artist that's on Hyperdub Records that's Canadian is Jesse Kanda. Interestingly enough, two Jesse's on that label. But like I said, you tuned in to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff I've been checking out. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from a duo out of Montreal called Body Wash. And they have a release out called I Held the Shape While I Could. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Kind of Light. And they're kind of a dreamy, a little bit of shoegazy type pop music. Seems to be kind of 480 influenced. And you can check this out at bodywashmtl.bandcamp.com. And this one is doing pretty good on the radio charts as well, and sitting at number 9. After that, we're going to hear something from Laura Groves, a really nice pop album. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR from Montreal, this is a duo called Body Wash, and this track is called Kind of Light.
Thank you. In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections, presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective, a show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on CITR.ca/intersections.
And welcome back. That was a beautiful track from Laura Groves. That track was called I'm Not Crying off the Radio Red release that was just put out on Bella Union Records. And you may know Laura Groves under her previous name, Blue Roses. That was simply her moniker, I guess. And she did have something out on XL Recordings. Came out way back in 2009. And I think she's had a few EPs in between. Also out on XL, but she has since dropped the name and just goes under Laura Groves. And the new album was just released this year. And once again, that's Laura Groves. Really, really beautiful track. And you can check this out at lauragroves.bandcamp.com. And she is based out of London. And prior to that, you heard something from a track from Body Wash out of Montreal, a duo. And the track was called Kind of Light off the I Held the Shape While I Could release. And that does have a little bit of kind of shoegazy, dream pop sounds as well. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear something from a couple Canadian artists. And the first of which is somebody from, actually, no, just one Canadian artist, a group called Panteo. And I played them a few weeks ago. They have a release out called Ang Peg Deloy, and we're going to hear a track called Must Have Been a Fool. And they have a really interesting kind of a R&B mixed with kind of a little bit of a world sounds and some very interesting percussion. And they're a all-women Kulintang ensemble based out of Toronto. Check them out at pantayo.bandcamp.com. And they are still doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts, sitting at number 15. And this was put out on Telephone Explosion Records. After Pantayo, we're going to hear something from an artist named Anna Doll, who is based out of Berlin, a release called Hatteralar. And we'll hear a track called Tata Sukuk. Hopefully I'm pronouncing these correctly, but they're, I do believe it's the work of just one artist, and once again, that's Anadol. Some really interesting kind of spacey krautrock type music. Pretty interesting stuff. It's out on a label called Ping Pong Records that I'm not too familiar with. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Toronto and the group called Pantayo. This track is called Must Have Been a Fool.
On the run, girl. When I hear you stay, I will hit the brakes. You knew this from the start, girl. This game you play, I will not wait. I try to walk away, I'll break down. I kept my distance well. I must have been a fool. What I believe is true. A world that's torn in two. Give up. Of you, what I believe is true, a world that's torn in two, give up, oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was Anna Doll with a track called Tahta Sukuk off the Hatirilar release that was just put out on a record label called Pingapung Records. And Anna Doll is an artist based out of Berlin. Check it out at annadoll.bandcamp.com. Really a kind of colorful, hypnotic, kind of krautrock electronics to it. And before Anna Doll, you heard something from Pantayo, a project out of Toronto. The track was called Must Have Been a Fool off the Ang Pagdaloy release. And we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock, and we're going to shift into more kind of a garage and punk oriented set. And we're going to hear three tracks, and the first of which is Freak Heat Waves. The new album is doing very well on the radio charts, and tons of stations are playing this, and I think I haven't played it yet. I'm not sure exactly why. I probably just missed it or figured other shows are probably playing it quite often, so I didn't play it until recently. But the album is called Mondo Tempo, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Altered States. And this is a new release, like I said, and if you're not familiar, but you probably are, but Freak Heat Waves is based out of Victoria, and you can check it out at their Bandcamp page, which is sorry, it's just slipping my mind. It's freakheatwaves.bandcamp.com, and you can check it out there. After that, we're going to hear something from the Private Lives release, the hit record that's out on Feel It Records, and we're going to hear the title track. Once again, that's Hit Record, and they're a four-piece out of Montreal, and I think one of the few artists out on Feel It Records, another great label, also home to Sweeping Promises and other really cool kind of garage-oriented and punk-oriented stuff. They're a really, really great label. After Private Lives, we're going to hear a really interesting release from a group called Burnt Envelope and a singles collection that is, I think, just being put out on a record label called Hozak. You may be familiar with them, really great garage label. A collection called I'm Immature, the singles volume 2, which is a whole bunch of collections of stuff from over the years. I'm not sure how far back it goes. But we're going to hear a track of it called something called track number 6, which is kind of a interesting title. They have like backed with titles, so it sounds like there's two tracks, but there's only actually one. It's called Nothing to Do Backed with Something to Do, and this is a 7-track release, but I'm not sure if it actually translates to 14 tracks, because they're really interesting, weird format, very kind of improv, like spoken word type, kind of garagey, jammy tracks. But you can check this out at Fourth Eye Music with a k.bandcamp.com, and once again, that's Burnt Envelope. And right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the new Freak Heat Waves album. This track is called Altered States.
Things like music and dance are helpful for getting into altered states, because they get around the barrier that ordinary consciousness poses. If I had to characterize the main thing about our ordinary state of mind, I'd say it's verbal. Ordinary consciousness is a matter of thinking, talking to yourself constantly. It's think, remember, think, plan, fantasy, remember, think. And all those words form a barrier to sensing other aspects of mental function. Thank you. barrier to sensing other aspects of mental function.
Doing something,
but I'd rather die.
Nothing to do, backed with Something to Do. So I guess it is two different tracks technically, but they're kind of mixed together on the Bandcamp page, and you can check it out at fourtheyemusic.bandcamp.com. And that's a collection called I'm Immature, the singles volume 2. And I think this is also being put out as an LP from Hozak Records, and you can check it out at hozakrecords.com. And once again, that's Burnt Envelope. And before that, you heard something from Private Lives out of Montreal with a track called Hit Record off the album of the same name. And that's a new release out on Feel It Records. And the top of the set was Freak Heat Waves with a track called Altered States off the Mondo Tempo release. And they're based out of Victoria, if you're not familiar. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Be with you for the next 45 minutes, and we're going to take a real shift in a different direction for this next set, and we're going to hear some more kind of electronic oriented stuff for the next little while. And the latest is some unfortunate news. An artist named DJ Dion has recently passed away. He's a very well-known house fixture in the Chicago area. And he recently passed away a few weeks back. I didn't get the chance to play anything until recently. And very sad to hear, as I'm not super familiar with him until recent years. I did check out a really interesting EP that I think DJ Rashad had worked on. It's called Destiny, and it's a 4-track EP. And it came out in 2021, and you can check it out at djdeon1.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear a track called Respect the Fact. And definitely check out some of the discography of DJ Dion. He's got a huge amount of work to check out, and it's very, very great Chicago house music. And there's a little bit of really interesting rap styles mixed in, and he's just got a huge, huge discography to check out. So rest in peace, DJ Dion. And then after DJ Dion, we'll hear something from a project called CZN, a album called SSS, and you'll hear the track called Year of the Rat. And this one's more of a kind of a very interesting kind of it's kind of hard to pin down, but very kind of electronic-y with mixed with kind of world drumming styles. It's very, very all over the place. You can check this out at the Trilogy Tapes record label. And once again, that's CZN. But first, right here on CITR, from the late DJ Dion, this is a track called Respect the Fact.
Thank you. Tallahassee Arts Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram. Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBC Sprouts.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from CZN with the track called Year of the Rat off the album called Triple S. And this one was just released on a record label called Trilogy Tapes. And like I said, it's very kind of interesting sound, kind of almost a cinematic kind of film score with mixed in with some kind of world rhythms. And it kind of has some sinister overtones. And once again, that's CZN. And prior to that was something from the late DJ Dion and a album called Destiny. And I completely messed up the info. He has actually, I mentioned that he worked with DJ Rashad. This one is dedicated to late DJ Rashad. It originally came out in 2021. And I'm not sure if it's being reissued or anything like that. But anyways, you can check it out at djdion1.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's an EP called Destiny. And DJ Dion passed away a few weeks ago on July 18th after being in poor health for a number of years. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear one track from a label called Lost Domain Records, a really interesting release from an artist named DJ Gons, as well as Conrad Pack, a collaboration album called Surge. And we're going to hear a track called Atlantis, and in brackets it says Process. And it's a very, very clanging, heavy, industrial, electronic music, and it's really, really cool stuff. Check it out at lostdomain.bandcamp.com. And I think we'll just hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ Gons and Conrad Pack. And from Lost Domain Records, that was DJ Gons versus Conrad Pack, a release called Surge, and you heard the track called Atlantis Process, and really, really great, heavy, kind of industrial clanging, dub-type techno, and you can check it out at lostdomain.bandcamp.com, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. We got about 20 minutes left on the program, so I'll try to cram in as much music as we can, and we're going to hear something from Goat, and that's a Japanese project. I do believe there's many projects called Goat, but this one's all lowercase, and it's on EM Records. Originally came out 10 years ago, but I think it's getting a reissue, 10th anniversary edition, and it's out on EM Records, like I said. From Goat, we're going to hear a track called something called STD, and then after Goat, let me see what I have queued up. I did want to mention Goat's kind of some pretty out there experimental stuff, and it gets some comparison to kind of no wavy type music, and yeah, it's really, really interesting stuff. After that, we're going to hear some really pretty extreme, well, not extreme, but just very, very experimental stuff from Swan Meat, and a release called Blood Supernova Remixed is being put out on Illegal Data Records, and I think it's an EP that's being remixed, like I said, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Perfect Cherry Blossom, and this one's remixed by Manuka Honey, and once again, that's Swan Meat, and it's out on Illegal Data Records. First, right here on CITR, from Goat, and a reissue album that's being put out as a 10th anniversary edition very soon. This is a track, I'm just getting everything queued up, something called STD, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
That was something from Swan Meat, an artist out of Cologne, Germany. That was Perfect Cherry Blossom, remixed by Manuka Honey. And that's off an EP called Supernova, or Blood Supernova, that's being remixed. And Swan Meat makes some very heavy, I guess it's in the vein of Goa trance or trance type music. And she's self-described as sludge trance. Check it out at sswanmeat.bandcamp.com. prior to that, you heard something from Goat with the very kind of percussive, heavy experimental track called STD off the album called New Games, and that's being reissued as a 10th anniversary edition this year, and originally came out in 2013. I think you can check it out at goatjp.bandcamp.com, the original version, as far as I know. Anyways, thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. I'm going to leave you tonight with some couple interesting electronic sets, first of which is from a label called Acroplane Recordings out of Belfast, a album from a project called Somatic Responses that I'm not too familiar with, but I was given it a listen earlier, and it's really interesting, kind of colorful, out there, all over the place, electronic music. The album is called Doomsday Conduit, and we'll hear a track called Photon Barrage. And once again, that's Somatic Responses, and really, really interesting stuff. Kind of a very, all sorts of kind of noisy electronic with a very colorful, mangled circuit type electronics. Interesting stuff. After that, something from Alexandre Bazin, a album called Inner Vision, and we'll hear a track called Capture. This is out on, a label called Umore Rex, which puts out a lot of interesting experimental stuff. I think it's not limited to electronic music, Alexandre Bazin is based out of Paris. And this new release is out on Umore Rex Records, and we'll hear a track called Capture, like I said. But first, this is Somatic Responses. This track is called Photon Barrage. We'll be right back.
Iron Man, how you beat that pan? We ready for Iron Love? Yeah, man, you're locked onto the Soca Storm right here, 101.9 FM at Vancouver, CITR.ca. 2 hours of brand new Soca music comes ahead of us, but we celebrate World Steel Pan Day today. This is the first ever World Steel Pan Day as decreed by the United Nations. This is a very, very big deal for us Trinidadians, Trinidad and Tobagonians, people of Trinidad and Tobago. We're our national instrument, the only musical instrument invented in the 21st century.